ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। सो रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भगवद्गीता Chapter 1, Observing the Armies. We'll do text 29, 30 and 31. Depends where we go, how far we get it. I was supposed to give for 31, but then yesterday they didn't finish 29, 30, so I'm supposed to speak on that first. We'll probably repeat the 30th. So let me just sing 29 and then we go to 30th. Vipatuscha sharire me Romarshchacha jayate Gandivam shramsate hastat Vakchaya va paridhayate. Translation: my whole body is trembling, my hair is standing on end, my bow Gandiva is slipping from my hand, and my skin is burning. 30th.
Nacha shakno me avastatum Brahmati vacha me manaha Nibetani chapashami Vipritani keshava Nacha shakko nome avastatum Brahmati vachame manaha Nibetani chapashami Vipritani keshava Nacha shakyo mavastatum Brahmati vachame manaha Nimittani japashyami Vipritani keshava.
Nacha shakyo mavastatum Nacha shakno me vastatum Na, nor, cha, also, shaknomi, am I able, avastatum, to stay, brahmati, forgetting, eva, as, cha, and, me, my, manaha, mind, Nimittani causes cha also pashyami I see vipritani just the opposite keshava O killer of the demon keshi Krishna. Translation purported by Swami Shri Bhaktivedanta Swami Shri Prabhupada ki jai. I'm now unable to stand here any longer. I'm forgetting myself, and my mind is reeling. I see only causes of misfortune. O Krishna, killer of the Keshi demon. Please repeat. I'm now unable to stand here any longer. I am forgetting myself and my mind is reeling. I see only causes of misfortune. O Krishna, killer of the Keshi demon. Purport. Due to his impatience, Arjuna was unable to stay on the battlefield and he was forgetting himself on account of this weakness of his mind. Excessive attachment for material things puts a man in a such a bewildering condition of existence. Bhayam dvitya vinveshataha syat. Such, and some Bhagavatam 11.237, such fearfulness and loss of mental equilibrium takes place in persons who are too affected by material conditions. Arjuna envisioned only painful reverses in the battlefield. He would not be happy even by gaining victory over the foe. The words nimittani and vipritani are significant. When a man sees only frustration in his expectations, he thinks, why am I here? Everyone is interested in himself and his own welfare. No one is interested in the Supreme Self. Arjuna is showing ignorance of his real self, of his real self-interest by Krishna's will. One's real self-interest lies in Vishnu or Krishna. The conditioned soul forgets this and therefore suffers material pains. Arjuna thought that his victory in the battle would only be a cause of limitation for him. Om Jnanam Tim Dasya Jnanam Janashlakaya Chakshuniyate Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Nama Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamani Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharini Nirvishesh Shunyavadi Pashachade Shatarini Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaurav Bhaktivanda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. Krishna placed the chariot in the middle of the two armies as Arjuna wanted, and Arjuna has looked on both the sides, and all of a sudden he's having a anxiety attack or hyperventilating, saying, my whole body is trembling, my hair is standing on end, my bow Gandhi is slipping from my hand and my skin is burning. Someone said that for Gandhi to slip from Arjuna's hand was not just a very ordinary thing. Arjuna had said that if Gandhi slipped from his hands, I mean, he would literally die, something like that. I mean, that just like was his extension of his limbs, of his hand. So you can see his state of confusion, bewilderment, anxiety. These are all symptoms I think as psychologists say, having some sort of mental failure. And so Prabhupada's saying is he became impatient. His impatience and became forgetful. His memory was failing, weakness of his mind. And all of a sudden, from wanting to fight, he's now saying, I don't want to fight. And this is, Prabhupada is therefore in his purport is talking about the two key words, nimittani and vipritani. And he gave a class in New York, I believe, on this thing. And in fact, I guess most of you know today is October 2nd, and that is the birthday of Mahatma Gandhi. And actually in lectures on 30 and 31, Prabhupada refers to him, to Mahatma Gandhi, as an example. So here was a man, very noble person, Mahatma. And he said, if we get the Britishers out, then this country, India, will be independent. We'll have our independence, we'll have our sort of peace and wealth and prosperity. And all we have to do is get the Britishers out. And he thought they were the cause of the misfortune of India. And Prabhupada says he was successful in getting them out. But the results were vipreet, were opposite, were different. Soon thereafter, you know, there was no peace. Hindus and Muslims were fighting. The country was partitioned. Millions of people died on both sides. And very soon thereafter, Gandhi, rather than being revered as a saint, he was shot down by his own people. And that is a very powerful, classic example of, we think we have our destiny in our hands. We think we can do things, and things don't happen that way. Or and they have a different ending, totally opposite. And so, so even in this case, the reason this is happening to Arjuna, because before the war, he was thinking that he'll fight the war, Krishna is on his side, and they'll win, and they'll have the kingdom back, and then they'll enjoy. So in this text, when he sees all his relatives on the other side, when he sees his grandfather, his guru, his uncles and aunts, all the list is given below, he has become fearful, he has become confused, and all of a sudden, like Prabhupada saying, he's wondering, why am I here? This is not what I expected. And I want out. Why am I here? I'm going to get out. And here it shows, Prabhupada was saying that this is his material consciousness. Because Arjuna is only worried about himself. That's material consciousness. He has forgotten, and Krishna will remind him, that he's a Kshatriya. Kshatriya is supposed to, that the reason he was here was to annihilate the demons on the commands of our Krishna and bring back, you know, peace and kill all the demons, all those things. And all of a sudden he got into a material consciousness that I'm going to kill my grandfather, I'm going to kill my guru, and he forgot his dharma, the Kshatriya dharma. And so he forgot, Prabhupada is saying, his real self-interest is in what is Krishna's will. And that's what happens with Prabhupada saying, one's real self-interest lies in Vishnu or Krishna. The conditioned souls forget this, and therefore they suffer from material pains. And interestingly enough, Prabhupada is quoting the same verse that this morning Gadadhar Prabhu covered in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying the same verse, talking about bhaya. And bhaya, fear, comes from a material condition, from a material, because if we realize that we are under the protection of Krishna, then there should not be any cause of fear. Unless we are demon. then we have to worry about Nrsimhadev and you know, Varahadev and Krishna himself. If you're in the, you know, if you're the Kans or and so on and so forth. But bhaya is, like this morning it was told that bhaya is because of a forgetfulness of Krishna. That's why we fear. And Arjun, Prabhupada is saying, Arjun forgot Krishna. Krishna was there, Krishna was the charioteer, and all of a sudden Arjun forgot Krishna's interest. And that's why we are called conditioned souls. We are worried about our condition, we are worried about our self-interest. And when we do that, then we suffer these anxiety attacks, we suffer these conditions, the fearfulness, and then we start to we worry only about our welfare. Prabhupada said our welfare, our family's welfare, our nation's welfare, and hardly anyone remembers what is Krishna's welfare, what does Krishna want. And we see the same thing happen in the case of Gandhi. Interestingly enough, Prabhupada wrote him a letter, invited him that, okay, now your task is finished. The real task now is that you and I should preach Bhagavad Gita together. Something that you have done all your life in your evening classes. And Gandhi used to have evening prayer worship. And let's do that and really, you know, bring true peace to the people of India. The letter was never replied. And Prabhupada also hinted of that, you know, if this doesn't happen, then, you know. And soon thereafter, Gandhi was shot. So this is, Prabhupada's talking about, you know, we see nowadays thousands of people who invested in the share market, stock market, and overnight they lost millions of dollars. A lot of people, I don't know about Europe and USA, committed suicide. You know, because if we can be, Prabhupada says that we can be, he said our constitutional position is to be the servant of the servant of the servant of the Krishna servant. Instead, Prabhupada writes, we become the servant of the servant of the dog. And he gives an example, you know, how this, we work for someone and he works for someone, and the someone that works, you know, he has a dog and he takes out his dog on a walk, and the dog is passing stool, and the big boss is collecting the stool, putting it in a plastic bag. And so essentially, this master of thousands of employees, he is a servant of the dog. And so instead of serving Krishna, or Krishna's servant, most of them ended up serving a dog. I mean, if you keep on going, looking back and forth, you know, you'll see that the CEO of the company or the owner of the company, you know, he's serving, instead of serving Krishna, he's serving dog. So anyone who works for him, unless his conscience is right, they also end up serving a dog instead of serving Krishna or his devotees. And that leads to all sorts of miserable things. Any comments so far? It happens all the time. I've personally myself, you know, it has happened three times in Boise. We're reading Bhagavatam in the morning, and, or it happens to be Easter Sunday, and lo and behold, right in the purport, Prabhupada is talking about Jesus Christ. You know, and you know, it's that's very true. And the other thing I've seen is that sometimes, at least to me, I wonder why Prabhupada is writing something in the purport that doesn't seem to be really connected with it. And lo and behold, somebody will raise his hand up and will ask the question that Prabhupada answers there in the purport, which what I thought was, well, it didn't really make place. But, you know, that's why these purports are divine, that Krishna had Prabhupada write it, and Krishna can do, you know, with his one act, he can, you know, satisfy so many human beings. And so I always tell people, you know, Krishna knew that somebody in Boise in the year 1995 is going to ask this question on this purport, so he puts it there. And so that's what it is. So in the next verse, I'll just read the translation. I do not see how any good can come from killing my own kinsmen in this battle. Nor can I, my dear Krishna, desire any subsequent victory, kingdom or happiness. Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada. Without knowing that one's self-interest in Vishnu or Krishna, conditioned souls are attracted by bodily relationships, hoping to be happy in such situations. In such a blind conception of life, they forget even the causes of material happiness. Arjuna appears to have even forgotten the moral codes of a Kshatriya. It is said the two kinds of men, namely the Kshatriya who dies directly in front of the battlefield under Krishna's personal orders, and the person in the renounced order of life who is absolutely devoted to spiritual culture, are eligible to enter into the sun globe, which is so powerful and dazzling. Arjuna is reluctant even to kill his enemies, let alone his relatives. He thinks that by killing his kinsmen, there would be no happiness in his life, and therefore is not willing to fight. Just as a person who does not feel hunger is not inclined to cook. He has now decided to go into the forest and live a secluded life in frustration. But as a Kshatriya, he requires a kingdom for his sustenance, because the Kshatriyas cannot engage themselves in any other occupation. But Arjuna has no kingdom. Arjuna's sole opportunity for gaining a kingdom lies in fighting with his cousins and brothers and reclaiming the kingdom inherited from his father, which he does not like to do. Therefore, he considers himself fit to go into the forest to live a secluded life of frustration. Here we see Arjun being very soft-hearted and compassionate. He started to give his reasons why he won't fight. Bhujan Prabhu talks about that Arjuna gave five reasons, or he's talking about five reasons for his not fighting. First, of course, was his compassion. Prabhupada writes, Arjuna was a very soft-hearted devotee. He was a true Vaishnava who doesn't want to kill. So here are the five reasons. Compassion. Arjuna had deep compassion for those he's about to kill. He doesn't want to kill his loved ones. Seems very natural, I think. Second is enjoyment. And this is being talked about here. This is a less noble reason. Arjuna knows it. It will be impossible for him to enjoy the kingdom if he wins it at the cost of the lives of his family members. Three, destruction of family. With the death of so many great Kshatriyas, religion will flourish. And this comes up in text 39 onwards. And the women will be unprotected and corrupted by unscrupulous men. Therefore, society will be overrun by unwanted progeny. The traditional Vedic rituals will no longer be performed because No one will be qualified to perform them, and thus hell will await both the family and destroy the family. 4. Fear of sinful reactions. Arjuna thinks that the enjoyment of royal happiness is not worth the suffering he will have to undergo as a sinful reaction for destroying family and killing his superiors. 5. is being shown in all these top reasons, or when he talks, is indecision. Arjuna is not convinced that conquering his enemies is better than being conquered by them. The kingdom is flourishing under Duryodhana's rule, so why should the Pandavas fight only to take over the kingdom for themselves? He wonders whether millions of people should die to enthrone him and his family. So, it's very interesting, this thing about over here that Arjuna is talking about what good there will be from killing my own kinsmen in this battle, nor can I, my dear Krishna, desire any subsequent victory, kingdom or happiness. So this thing happens to all of us. You know, I don't know about, has anyone of you bought a new car? No? New car. Generally, when you buy the new car, what is the first thing that we do besides driving it to home? Huh? Well, there's one more thing that almost everyone does. They call up all their friends. They'll have all their friends come over. Look, I bought a car. You take it home and if that's the first thing, I mean, the first reaction, I remember my first car I bought, you know, my wife, and you know, look how nice it is. Okay. So, the reason we're not happy because I got the car is because we want to show it off and then see their reaction, right? I mean, and it happens to devotees also, and I'm guilty of it, I sometimes ignore it, but you go out in Sankirtan, you come back. And I think most of us, even though we are supposed to be unattached, but we like somebody to ask, well, how did you do, Prabhu? How many books did you sell, you know? Or how many books did you distribute? And if you come in and nobody says anything, then I know we are, again, so we say we're doing for Gauranga and all that, but this is just a slight bit of disappointment that nobody cares here, you know, nobody. I mean, I was out there sweating it out, and you know, and I did this, and after that, everyone is, you know, and you can see, I mean, we have the thing, that's why when devotees come back, you know, we tell the Prabhupada, we sold this much, we did this much, in the morning program, it's announced. And that is, again, because we're conditioned, we need that encouragement, we need that happiness that comes by recognition from others, or by having others, you know, come for, you cannot really enjoy in a party of one. Right? It takes two to tango, like they say. I mean, and so he's visualizing that this war will happen, and he knows that everyone will be killed. So who's he going to enjoy the kingdom with? I mean, it's like empty, it's like silence. Right? And that is this thing about enjoyment, and that one reason is like, you know, when I first read it, I just remember that. So yeah, I can see that. You know, it'll be impossible for him that he'll be able to enjoy. so that's one of those psychological reasons. And then and the other thing that Prabhupada is talking to Purport is that Krishna is forgetting his dharma. And that he's acting almost like a Brahman or like a sannyasi. And the other example Prabhupada gives, he's in the mood of Shamshan Vairagya. Right? When somebody dies, they take him to the graveyard, cemetery, or to the cremation grounds, And after the body has been taken care of, when you come back, you see many people. This life is useless. It's making me realize, that there's nothing in this world. I should resign from the world. I mean, for that one moment, I think everyone wants to take sannyas. That is called sham. But as soon as after they take a bath, and then there's a feast, and then the feast happens, and then everything is back to normal. And so Arjuna is going through the same thing. And he's saying, I will go to the forest and live a secluded life of frustration. But what he's saying is, Prabhupada is adding this thing, the life of frustration, because that's not his nature. Kshatriya cannot live in a secluded place. And so he thinks he'll be happy there, but he'll be miserable. He'll be even more frustrated. Right? And I was thinking about it, it also applies to us devotees. And Prabhupada has said, especially in our parampara, we're supposed to be out in the battlefield. We are Goshtanandis, we are not Bhajanandis. You can sort of stretch that example. The main devotees say, well, I'm just going to go to Vrindavan or at the foot of Govardhan Hill and find a small cave or tree and just going to chant there. But our dharma, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, we have to go to every town and village and spread the Sankirtan movement. And Prabhupada, with his own example, showed that he didn't stay back in Vrindavan. He left. He was waiting for the opportunity, and when he got the opportunity, at the age of 70, almost 70, he left the comfort or the groves of Vrindavan and came to the USA. So that is one of those things that we can apply the same thing to our own lives, that our dharma as a Sankirtan devotee is out there to preach and distribute books, and we cannot live a life of seclusion and be happy. There are, personally myself, I've seen, we go to Vrindavan, we go to Mayapur, we get rejuvenated, Prabhupada has said that, but most of us come back because our battlefield is the urban jungles throughout the world, bringing people back to Godhead. And so that's what Arjuna is forgetting over here, and he thinks as a very soft-hearted devotee, he is, his rationale is in the material consciousness. Okay? And Prabhupada is saying that, but as a Kshatriya, he requires a kingdom for his sustenance. Arjuna doesn't know anything any better. You can see he's holding a Gandhi in his hand. He doesn't hold a computer in his hand. So his occupation is to fight. And until he comes to his natural state, he will not be happy. Prabhupada uses another analogy here. He says that the Mayavadis, that they get frustrated with the material world, okay, and so then they want to give up the material world, and they also live a life of frustration. How? Because they want to go merge into the effulgence or into the Brahma Jyoti, which is a life of seclusion. There is no joy there. Because the constitutional position of a soul is not to merge, but to serve. And so, Prabhupada says that, you know, the Mayavadis, therefore, are very frustrated. In fact, once somebody asked Prabhupada, he said, well, what happens, you know, to Mayavadis? He said, well, they go there in the Brahma Jyoti, and they are there for a while, and then they fall down. And so he said, and Prabhupada said, well, do you know why they fall down? Because they get very bored there. It's very lonely. And so then they come, yeah, it is. Just think about it. And then they come back, and then they do what? They do philanthropy. They don't want to serve Krishna, so the next sort of best thing for them is to do welfare for the others. So that's the lesson that we can learn from here. And any comments? Yes. Well, the devotees won't be frustrated, but we can safely say they won't be as joyful. I'm saying from a personal realization, I've seen myself sometimes, you know, I get very frustrated with, you know, running the temple, this and that, and we hang out there, and then it's okay, so for 2 days I just shut my door and nobody bothers me. But by the third day, you want someone to come back and knock on the door, you know? I think, especially for ISKCON devotees, that's true. I mean, Maharaj, what do you think? That's the last phase of life. And the time, yeah, that's right. So that's a good example that even in Vrindavan, he was still translating. That was his. And that's what I mean is whatever your natural position is, if you are a Sankirtan devotee, and even in Vrindavan, there are a lot of devotees who do Sankirtan. But if you go out there, if you don't do Sankirtan, then that natural position is not there.
Yeah.
Okay, I think the Kirtaniyas are here. So, any other comments? Bhagavad Gita ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.